Welcome to the August 25th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. Brought the Crossbreed Holster Studios down to my hometown in Tampa, Florida this week. Live from the Talk 860 WGUL and Sarasota's News Talk 930 WLSS Studios. You gotta love that. Joining me this week, the Bullet Hole Gun Shop owner and FFL holder, Fran Misantoni. Robert Zimmerman talks about his brother George visiting the Kel-Tec plant this week, ticking off all the liberals. They're beside themselves. They don't know what to do about that. Author of The Cornered Cat and co-author of my book, first book, Lessons from Armed America, trainer and expert, Miss Kathy Jackson. Oh, man, she's good. My good friend and your good friend. David Kodria, George the Mad Ogre Hill, private security expert Scott Curry. Enjoy the broadcast. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll see you on the radio.
Your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Jose missed his mark.
We are coming to you. The Crossbreed Holster Studios, I moved him just a wee bit south to my home in Tampa, Florida. Gotta love that. I love coming home. Talk Radio 860.
I could probably do that for you.
What's that?
If I chomped on a cigar, I could probably do that intro for you. I could sound just like that guy.
I don't think you could sound. That guy's amazing. I got into the elevator with him one time at the studios at WGKA up on the 7th floor. And I didn't know who he was. I got in the elevator, and the elevator started to go down. And I said, how you doing? He says, I'm doing fine. How are you? I went, oh, my God, you're that guy. You're that guy.
That's funny.
You're that guy. You're John Young. You're that guy. Yeah, he loves Armed American Radio. He really enjoys doing the voice work. It's always fun to work with him, believe me. But it's fun because no matter where you travel across the country, you can turn on, you know, if, like if you watch a local Fox channel, you know, Fox 5 in Tucson, you hear coming up on the Fox News 5, and it's like, John, he's everywhere. He does all the local stuff. Anyway, where are we? We're at the Talk 860, right? Talk 860, WGUL, the home studios. Here in Tampa, Florida. Also the home of the News Talk 930, WLSS, Sarasota. I got to tell you, our first guest in the studio with us, great supporter of Armed American Radio, Fran Misantoni. Wow, that's fun stuff. And it doesn't matter where the gun shop is located. Gun buyers and ammunition buyers face the same problems and the same challenges everywhere. Ammo's is tough to get in Tampa, Florida, and Sarasota at his gun shop, as it is. Kathy Jackson, where are you? Spokane, Seattle, a mountaintop somewhere?
I'm actually at home near Chehalis, Washington tonight.
Beautiful place. I know you drive around those cross cuts, those timber cuts out there. I won't do it. You have more stones than I do, trust me. But it's tough to get ammo out there in Chehalis, Washington, that is just as it is out in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah, it is. And it's very surprising just how tough it still is. You know, people kept saying, oh, it'll loosen up, it'll loosen up. If there's a light at the end of the tunnel, I'm not seeing it. Maybe an oncoming train, but no light.
You know, as much as I hate to hear you say that, I agree with you 100%. I get that question a lot. Emails pour in. Is there a light at the end of the tunnel? I haven't seen the light at the end of that tunnel yet. And anybody I speak to says the same thing that's in the business. And when you talk to somebody like Fran, who is ordering ammunition and has it in the pipeline, you know, it's just the way it is right now. It's just the way it is. And as he was mentioning, is people are hoarding the ammunition even if they don't need it. Hey, back off. If you've got 10,000 rounds of 22, let somebody else have some 22, right? I can tell you that much. Hey, Kathy, guess who we've got on for the hour? We've got Scott Curry sitting here in the studio with me, News Talk WLSS, News Talk 930, and Talk 860 WGUL. Scott, a pleasure.
Glad to be here.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to see you, my friend. Always
a
pleasure to see
you. Kathy.
Yeah, and you know, Kathy, the individual here, Scott Curry, is the first person that got us. He ordered the first copy of our book. That's how I met Scott.
Oh, awesome.
Of Lessons from Armed America. That's how I met Scott. Scott and I have, and we have since hooked up at a number of the Gander Mountain events that I do, and Scott lives down in southeast Florida down there. Boy, he's in liberal country, man.
Oh, yeah.
West
People's Republic of Palm Beach County.
He's in West Palm Beach.
And, you know, he's got, what, one Republican or one conservative, at least, I think, on the city council down there.
He just happens to be the mayor of Palm Beach County now.
Oh, he's the man in charge then.
Yeah, he is. Good. That's a good thing. He's been on this show before, actually.
Yes, he has.
He has. What's his name?
Steve.
Okay, I can't remember either. No, it's hard to remember the one conservative in West Palm Beach.
Right.
We know Shelley Vanna, right? She hates us down there. Yeah, she's a liberal. She hates us down there. But always great to have you here. And Kathy, he was talking during the break. Wow, it's so cool to be able to have both authors of Lessons from Armed America on the same show together.
Well, cool. You know, that was a cool book. We had so much fun with that one.
We did, and it was fun because it broke new ground as far as the format was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you had a ball with it. You had to actually back off. It was like, man, I'm at 15,000 words in this chapter. I need to back off a little bit here. The publisher saying, hey, try to keep it down a little bit. Let's keep some costs down. Kathy just keeps going and going and going. That's great when you have so much to say. Hey, Kathy, we're also joined. Get this, our good friend David Kodria is on the line with us. David in Hudson, Ohio. How you doing, brother?
Well, you know, considering the fact that I'm two-thirds of the way through Lessons from Unarmed America and had to put it down to do this broadcast, I guess I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I'll take that. You know, that's a good thing.
Well, I do have one concern, if I may share it with you.
Please do.
At the top of page 72 in your photo section, you have just this remarkable photo of eye candy that I thought, you know, I've never been a centerfold before. But then I turned to page 74, and you have two pictures of Shanto, and I thought, how can I compete with that? Okay, so just give it up.
You can't.
Exactly.
And if you want to see that, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see what David is talking about, head to irfnews.com. That's I as in indie, R as in radio, F as in factor, news.com. You can watch Shanto and I doing the show live here. In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. An awful lot of fun. David, welcome to the show. Always a pleasure to have you. We're also joined by one of the funnest guys in the world out in Tucson, Arizona. Oh, it's Tucson, Arizona. Charles Heller. Charles Heller is the executive director of the Jews for Preservation for Firearms Ownership. Charles, always a pleasure to have you here, man.
It's all right.
You see what I'm talking about? Hey, Kathy, how about we start with David Kodria, who has some breaking news, actually.
Let's hear it.
Well, we love when David breaks news. David, go ahead. The mic is yours.
I'm wondering which breaking news this is at this point, Mark. I've got different things that are going on right now. Give me a hint which story we're talking about.
Whichever one you want to run with first, based on the email that you sent me earlier today. I have some announcements I want to make.
I sent you an email today asking you about the show. I didn't send you an email earlier today. So you got me at a loss. This is live radio. I really don't know
what you have. Well, hey, look, guys, I'm sitting here looking at the Gun Rights Examiner page from David Kodria, and he says something about the ATF advancing executive gun controls.
Oh, well,
that was the story, David, we were talking about.
Okay, here's what happens. The ATF, on occasion, will do an update to their gun regulations and things like that, and they'll put it out for 90-day comment in the Federal Register. Okay, and in this particular one, they're sending this beforehand to the White House for its review, and this has to do with changing the method that people who have machine guns and things like that through gun trusts are able to get it. And there are certain regulations and things like that in place now that it looks like this, in fact, may change. For instance, it will take away the requirement to have the chief law enforcement officer have to sign off on it, because in many cases the CLEO would not do that, and there was no recourse if that happened. But by the same token, it's also changing things to where you now have to designate a responsible person, and you have to go through some submissions that have not been done before. And so what I'm saying is, look, before we start making bargains and things like that, let's take a look at what this law is actually going to say, or what this rule, I should say, what this regulation is actually going to say. Let's look at the pros, let's look at the cons, and then when it's time for our public comment and when we see what changes the White House makes to it, we'll be able to then intelligently decide whether or not this works for the good or the bad. And I've got a raging debate going on. Some people are really angry with me, saying I'm just being all negative about this. And in fact, I've got some very knowledgeable people telling me, no, this is going to create a problem. This is going to create delays. We understand it's going to do away with the CLEO signature requirement, but by the same token, it's going to create a whole new set of problems, including delays and including the fact that in some states like Pennsylvania, it may in fact be illegal by state law to comply with what it is they're trying to do. So I'm merely trying to give people a heads up, this is what's going on, and articulating my distrust of the Obama administration and the ATF under the new director, B. Todd Jones, and saying, you know what, before we start making deals with the devil, let's take a look at everything that this deal entails, and let's get the knowledgeable people to give us the pros and the cons.
That sounds fair to me. And JPFO, Charles Heller, you guys have a little bit to say about the ATF. We'll get to you with just that in just 1 second. I've just been informed that George, the Mad Ogre Hill, has called in. So let's welcome the Mad Ogre to the roundtable. George, how you doing, brother?
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight? It's been a beautiful day.
And
and just having a great, easy day.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're here. Are you mad today, Ogre, or are we in good shape with you today?
You know, if I start listening to all the stuff going on with the ATF, my hair would just ignite on fire. So
right.
I'm just ignoring it. I'm just trying not to think about it.
Okay,
I don't blame you. The government does, and we know what they're doing. They're up to no good. We know that.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right, George. Hey, before I go any farther, David Cody, I just want to let you know that I've got an email here in front of me that says, from David Kodria tonight, would like to make an announcement. 10 o'clock. Also, got the book. Thanks. When we come back, Armed American Radio continues with a huge lineup. After this, I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Ruger SR45, a large caliber pistol with a trim, ergonomic profile. Like the popular Ruger SR9 and SR40, the SR45 is perfectly sized to be comfortable and controllable with a slim, ergonomic grip and narrow slide. It features an adjustable three-dot sight system, Ruger's unique reversible back strap, an ambidextrous manual safety and magazine release, and built-in Picatinny rail. The Ruger SR45, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. Available in standard size and compact models, it features power bedding integral bedding blocks, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw. Compact models feature a shorter length of pull and a shorter barrel for a reduction in overall length of more than 5 inches. The Ruger American Rifle, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Welcome back to the program. I don't know what that is. I didn't order that music, but it sounds pretty cool, Shanto.
Oh, well, yes, you did. You sent it to me.
Quit it now. I don't know what that is. I don't.
Mark, you got to start air drumming.
I don't know. I don't know what that is. Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters. Sitting in the studio with me, over to my right, your left, Scott Curry. Welcome back to the show, Scott. Always a pleasure to have you here, my friend.
Glad to be here. Proud to serve.
Kathy Jackson in Squihalla?
Near Chehalis, Washington.
Where? What?
It's out on the left coast.
Yeah, oh, it is.
Washington
really is.
Washington State. Not the one with all the politicians. The good Washington.
It is so pretty out there. It's so beautiful. I've been privileged enough to actually have dinner with you out there in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, and it is just absolutely gorgeous out there. No question about that. Welcome back to the show, Kathy. Always a pleasure. Charles Heller, Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership. How you doing, Charles?
Huey O, heads up and eyes open. Say, if you have a Chehalis, do you have to say a bracha over it first?
Just tell me what I'm supposed to say.
Isn't that a bris? What?
No. No. Mark, any excuse will do for you to use an Emerson, won't it?
I can't to use an Emerson. Oh, Charles, that's beautiful. And David Codry is cracking up over there. I hear David. David Codry, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Mark, the announcement. This is a Strother Martins. What we have here is a failure to communicate moment. My announcement was to announce on War on Guns that your show was tonight and who your guests were going to be.
You know, in Tucson, we call that producing on the hoof.
I am actually sitting here. I pulled my iPad out, and I showed it to everybody here in the studio. I said, look at their eyes going,
this guy's drunk. I'm going, no, this is cream soda that you hear clinking in the background.
No, Jose walked in, and he said, you just called him out on national radio.
We're cool.
He just got his tongue in front of his eye teeth. He couldn't see what he was going to say.
Well, Charles, I forwarded him this email. I said, see below. And it says, from David Codria to Mark Walters, tonight, August 25th, 2013, 11:31 a.m., would like to make an announcement. 10 o'clock, Also, got the book. I saw it. Oh, he wants to make an announcement. Okay. Yeah, of course.
Hey, can we talk about ATF for a moment?
Yeah, let's talk about ATF.
ATF just committed another fluster cluck. Last month, a new innocent man reported to prison who's from Maryland. The licensed machine gun dealer, very upstanding guy, was using receivers from registered MAC-10s. He was with ATF permission and submitted the design, was using the side plates of them and welding them into other pieces and making guns with the registered part. Completely with ATF permission, and they even approved the design. They then accused him of making illegal machine guns, and at his trial, they denied the evidence be admitted that it was that they'd approved it, and he's now in federal prison.
Okay, this is very reminiscent of the Aikens accelerator, and Bill Aikens has been on this show before. If you're familiar with that case, if you're not, I don't have the paperwork in front of me, but if you're familiar, you can Google Aikens accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Aikens has been on this program before. I've seen the letters from the ATF telling him that everything that he was doing was legal, and it wasn't until he made it, invested tens of thousands of dollars into his business after he got a third approval letter from the ATF,
mm-hmm.
that they came after him, shut him down, and were going to prosecute him after they had already approved it. It is an absolute travesty, and I forgot to mention George Hill, the Mad Ogre, during that laughter scenario back there. George, welcome back to the show, my brother.
Hey, when you guys were laughing, I was just thinking somebody said brisket and Emerson, and I'm thinking about carving a barbecue.
Well, he said bris, not brisket.
There's a big difference there, isn't there?
Well, you know what they say, it's too Jewish.
I thought you were going to say something about everything's bigger in Texas.
Oh, No. The, some of the folks listening to this program have been hit by the cold spoon. You know how that is.
Oh. I've heard Charles. Okay, hold on a second. It's time for the host to wrestle down. Let's wrestle and pull down by the horns. Kathy Jackson, I'm going right to you and away from these.
Oh, you think I can rescue you from this?
I'm going to hope you can. Kathy, always a pleasure to have you here. Being in the firearms industry, being in the training industry, when you hear this stuff about the ATF, and you hear things, Kathy, you're familiar with the Aikens accelerator, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, when you hear this stuff, that your own government will approve this, they will look at the device, they will analyze it, they will take the drawings, you will send them the prototype, and they will send you the permission. Go ahead, you're free to go, and you go ahead with your business, and you invest thousands and tens of thousands of dollars. And then to hear something like what Charles said, which is very reminiscent of what happened to Bill Aikens, who happens to be right down the road from where I sit. Now, what are your thoughts on that?
What? It just makes your blood run cold, because when we think about what happens with a business, I mean, quite apart from here we have a law-abiding citizen who has jumped through a whole bunch of hoops, who has gone out of their way to double-check that everything they are planning to do is legal. They get the go-ahead. They go through it. And then to have the government say, well, about that. We're going to yank your license. We're going to run you out of business, and we're thinking of maybe charging you with a crime, sending you to jail for this. There's no reason to it. Not only is there no reason to it, it's absolutely a chilling effect.
Oh, it's an incredibly chilling effect. It's very, very frightening. David Codrey, are you familiar with the Bill Aikens incident?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I've spoken to him at length and corresponded with him. It reminds me of the old Hellfire trigger device for bump firing that I will say I used to have. I won't say that I have, because it came with a letter from ATF saying that it was all legal, and then all of a sudden they decided, no, we're not going to allow bump fire. And by the way, Charles, you ought to know about the shoestring, because I believe JPFO published a essay on that.
That was with... the Len Savage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the Len Savage incident. We have a video, a DVD for sale called The Gang, and it documents that case of what the ATF attempted to do to Len Savage. And bless his soul, Aaron Zellman, almost single-handedly in producing that video, was able to get the prosecution canceled by publicly embarrassing ATF.
Oh, and he did an amazing job, Was actually on this program to talk about that. Guys, I want to point out, I Jose Cruz here was kind enough to actually pull up a copy of a column that I had written. Kathy, you probably remember it. In fact, you edited it. Mr. Bill Aikens and the Aikens Accelerator. And I'll end this segment with this. Things were looking good. Sales of the Aikens Accelerator were great. Then the Aikens Group received a letter from the ATF in which the company was ordered under threat of prosecution to cease and desist all sales. All sales after approval, warehouse full of these, and to turn over all inventory and their entire customer list. Keep in mind, the Aikens Group, ladies and gentlemen, was not selling a firearm, only an ATF-approved rapid fire accessory. It wasn't even a firearm. It was an accessory device that they approved. Then went after him, wanted to prosecute him, and wanted all of his customers. Unbelievable. That's your federal government for you. Armed American Radio continues with a huge lineup. Too much to tell you, too many to name before we take this break. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk into CTCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit, and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I am strong and I am joyous.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are 2 simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equalizing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Oh, that's Bob. Bob Belt, I think, does that voice. The following segment of Armed America. You know what he sounds like? He sounds like the robot.
The robot from
Lost in Space.
Danger.
Remember that? What a great show that was.
That's
Judy. Judy. I forgot about that show. Wow, it's been a long time. Dr. Smith and Judy. Welcome back to the show. Oh, boy, the round table is big today. Scott Curry here in the studio with me. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. David Codry, how you doing, my brother? Always a pleasure to have you from Hudson, Ohio.
I'm thinking about Judy.
You're Googling her up, aren't you? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
She's 80 years old now. If she's still around.
You can still pick her out.
The Mad Ogre's got to have something to say about that, because we've talked about Gilligan's Island crew here before. George,
ooh,
how you doing?
I'm doing great tonight. If it's ever a question, Marianne or Ginger, it's a trick question. It's both.
Okay, very good. That'll work for me. Kathy Jackson out in Skokie, Washington. How you doing, Kathy?
I am just fine.
And Charles Heller in Tucson, Arizona. Pleasure to have you here. We are represented literally from coast to coast today, from Florida to the Carolinas, up to Ohio in the Midwest, out to Washington and the great, beautiful Pacific Northwest, and down into the beautiful, beautiful Sonoran Desert in Arizona. It's great to have everybody.
To the gun-friendliest state, according to Guns and Ammo.
Yes.
Yeah, that is great. That is. But I have an issue with your signage out there walking around Scottsdale. You know,
what signage?
Yeah, the no guns and, you know.
It's an illegal sign. It's preempted by ARS 133108.
You can carry
a machine gun if you have the tax stamp for it and thumb your nose at the sign. Cop comes by to tell you that. You say, respectfully, sir, you're exceeding your authority under the color of law, which is a felony. I cannot protect you if you don't obey the law.
JPFO.org, ladies and gentlemen. That's the answer. That's the no compromise.
And by the way, I have done that while open carrying in a park, while the officer insisted that it wasn't legal, and I said, I'm certified by the agency that certifies your agency to be an agency to teach the law you're attempting to misenforce. And respectfully, if you can't obey the law, I can't protect you, Sergeant Stoutmeyer. And boy, did it turn into a different conversation.
Stoutmeyer?
Called him out on
Stoutmeyer?
National radio.
You called him out on national radio? Stoutmeyer, that's great. I love it. Jose Cruz in the terminal room over there. You have a question for David Codria.
I do, David. You know, before I ever became an employee of Salem here and listening to Mark's show since, I guess, 2009 through the podcast, I heard when you broke that whole story with Fast and Furious. And I've been wondering, have you heard from Daryl Issa at all? What are you still in communication with him? What's the story with this effort against the attorney general who belongs in jail, basically?
Well, no, Issa has kept his head low on this. There's some things I can't get into, but I will say that there has been absolutely no move on the contempt of Congress charge against Eric Holder. It was ordered to go into mediation last March. It was ordered to come out of mediation with some kind of resolution at the end of April. No resolution came out of that. Everyone has kept their head down since. I did do an update on that last week on DavidCodria.com, and basically in trying to find out how this case is advancing through the courts and what anyone is going to be doing with it, I came across another bizarre story of this woman from Michigan who then filed for a temporary restraining order against Eric Holder, trying to attach herself to the case in what's called an intervention to the case, basically because she has some kind of spinal cord injury. Holder is discriminating against her over the Americans with Disabilities Act, and he wants to kill her. And this was just a whole series of bizarre filings that the judge properly slapped down. We're talking about a woman who obviously needs, you know, some kind of intervention herself. But there has been no movement on that. There's been nothing out of the committee. There's been nothing out of the Republican leadership, which was never supportive of this. And I thank you for bringing that up, because this is just a whole other program we could discuss in terms of what opportunities the ISA committee and the Office of Inspector General have just let slip through their fingers. And one last thing, I know we're on a short leash here, but I didn't just break the story. The story actually broke on cleanupatf.org with one of the whistleblowers coming forward, at which point it was picked up by Mike Vanderbo, my colleague down in Alabama on Sipsey Street Irregulars. And Mike and I got a hold of it, and the whistleblowers got a hold of us. We went through the vetting process, and we finally did get it noticed by the committees and by the media. But that's where we stand right now. We're in limbo. Nothing is happening.
And, you know, David, Kathy, I'm going to go to you quickly because I love to say this. It is a known fact that the Attorney General of the United States of America, Eric Withholder, does not like my current guest, David Kodria and Mike Vanderbilt. Did you know that?
It's not exactly a surprise to hear you say it.
That's a beautiful thing. Excellent work. When Attorney General, when he gets nervous and sweats because of your effort, that's a beautiful thing. The sad part about this, Charles, let me get your comment on this, then we'll go over to George. George, you've been involved in this discussion on Armed American Radio for the last 3 years. The sad part about this is those weapons are still turning up as recent as a week ago at crime scenes. Vicious, cold-blooded killers. Charles, your comment.
Government is supposed to be servant, not master, and David Kodria and Mike Vanderbilt are heroes for pointing out that they're not acting that way.
Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. George Hill.
I'm thinking one day Eric Holder is going to be held accountable. One day.
That's interesting.
I can't wait for that day.
I agree with you. Do you have any idea how? Or you want to give any thoughts on that, or you want to hold off and wait on that?
When there's ice skates in hell.
It isn't going to be in the next 2.5 years, I can tell you that much, unfortunately, I'm hoping
the next Attorney General will take a serious look at it and restore this nation to be a nation of laws. That's all I got to say about that.
I don't know. Greg Abbott is pretty a mad dog here in Texas, and I'm telling you, he's not going to let up on this voter ID deal. So you may see Greg Abbott pull some strings, and it may be get interesting with that.
Yeah, well, you know, Holder coming after, what you're referring to, of course, is Eric Holder suing the state of Texas.
Yes.
And the voter ID laws. That story is breaking this week. It is amazing to me. David, you can jump in here at any time when we talk about some of, I can't say the words I want to say. Let's just say that Eric Holder is boldly pursuing. You're following me. I'm not. It's a satellite moment, David.
Well,
when you see him go after Texas, what are your thoughts with your history here?
This administration, I believe, correctly perceives that they can get by with just about anything that they want, and that the media is going to back their hand.
Well, there you go.
The establishment is going to back their hand, and that the Republican leadership, and by now I'm talking the McConnells and the Boehners and the Cantors and the Rince Priebuses and those people, I have to believe, I have no evidence, but my gut instinct, and you know, Mark, gut instinct is important to follow.
Oh, yes, it
says
is.
Says that there's somebody is compromised somewhere pursuing this with full vigor.
Yep.
Kathy, you know a little bit about trusting your gut. You and I have discussed it. We've written about it together. And you can sense it. Can't you sense right from wrong? You know when something's amiss, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not a good thing when we see what's happening with the situation with Holder. It's like, can nobody else see how the laws have been twisted and disregarded and ignored? It makes no sense that there is not a bigger outcry and that there's not some justice somewhere.
Well, I'm going to take this back. We've got about 20 seconds before we go to the break. I'm going to take this back, round robin, and then I'll let Charles chime in on this when we come back, and I'm going to take it right back to the mainstream media. David brought it up. The mainstream media in this country is failing, literally, utterly failing to do its job. They are out of the closet. They are propaganda wing of the Democratic Party, period. And guess what? My prediction, you'll get it when we come back. The mainstream media can't put themselves back in a box for the next election, ladies and gentlemen. You know who they are, and so does the rest of the country. Back after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto, A-A-R Shanto. You can now check out my new website, which is irfnews.com, irfnews.com. There you can see all the stuff we do here in the studio, also read some of my blogs, and I'm going to have news feeds and everything else you are interested in. So all you got to do is go to irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com. Oh, yeah, I think Mark's listening. Remember, irfnews.com.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio National Broadcast. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom coast to coast, from the toasty, tasty beaches of South Florida to the great, beautiful Pacific Northwest and beyond, up into those crab fishing vessels of Alaska and parts unknown in between. It's great to have you here with us. Thank you very much, as we are in the Crossbreed Holster Studios this week at the Talk Radio 860 AM WGUL Studios at my hometown in Tampa, Florida, and also home to the WLSS News Talk 930 Studios. We had a great couple days and spent some time down at the Bullet Hole Gun Shop, our sponsor down in Sarasota, an awful lot of fun, and we've got a huge round table here, so let's go right around the table. Scott Curry in the studio with me. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
George the Mad Ogre Hill, how are you, my man?
It's a pleasure and a privilege.
As always, isn't it? Shanto, great to have you here. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I was just thinking about George darting in the front yard.
George darting around in the front yard picking up those street signs. We remember that from an old broadcast. David Kodria, always a pleasure to have you here, my friend.
Hold on a second. I got one more paragraph to read in Lessons from Unarmed America before I'll be ready to talk to you here.
No problem. That sounds good. You do that while we finish going around the table. Charles Heller from the Jews, Executive Director of Jews for Preservation for Firearms Ownership. Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership. How you doing, Charles?
Caveman happy.
Oh, I love it. And Kathy Jackson, my good friend, author, co-author of Lessons from Armed America, and the author of The Cornered Cat and the owner and founder of Cornered Cat Incorporated Training. Kathy, how are you?
Life is good and worth defending.
Well, let's talk about defending life. Here's a story out of it's a tragic story, but it's a fun story. I'm sorry. It just is what it is. With this show. Did you hear about the six shot after the dice game goes bad in Baltimore, Kathy?
I did not. Tell me about it.
Well, take a listen to this. CBS News in Baltimore, and I guess the Baltimore Sun are reporting that a 15-year-old is dead and six shot after a dice game goes bad. Now, here's my take on this. The investigation, Sean, continues into this, okay? First of all, a dice game. Isn't this something you see, like, in the gangster movies with Sean, or what's his name, Sal Palminteri, or whatever his name is?
Yes.
You know, like, the kid with the dice game. What are 15, 16, I don't even know how to play this, whatever. But six people are shot. Now, the point that I'm trying to make is here, shouldn't we go after the criminal activity? Kathy, isn't the shooting involved... These are criminals involved in criminal activity, carrying guns illegally, shooting each other after the results they don't like of the illegal activity they were participating in.
Well, let's just make it more illegaler.
Well, let's just go after your guns.
Yeah. Criminals are speeding through town and at 50 miles an hour, and the speed limit's already 25 miles an hour, so let's lower it to 15 miles an hour. That'll fix it.
I don't know.
You
I think the
so
solution intense. Here is to ban loaded dice.
Loaded dice.
Remember, all dice are always loaded.
Hey, when dice
Charles,
are
you're
all
good.
Criminals will have
That's witty.
Roll them in a safe direction.
Rochelle Ritchie spoke with neighbors who are fed up with the violence. They're scared, and they say they want the bloodshed in their neighborhoods and across Baltimore City to stop. Now, we're talking about Maryland, where they're in a rush and a fight to outbest California's crazy wacko gun laws, Colorado's wacko gun laws, and other Democrat states like Connecticut's wacko gun laws, and none of them, not one law they passed, will stop these punks from throwing dice and carrying guns. Yet you know what it will do, Charles Heller? It will come after your rights and your freedoms, because
well,
the criminals throwing the dice aren't going
to
pay attention to
the law. You know, you were talking about the voting rights thing earlier, and this is not trusting your instinct. Shakespeare talked about it hundreds of years ago. I smell a rat.
Oh.
You know, and Patrick Henry said the same later on. I want to tell you, there is a shot being fired by the Arizona Attorney General in the voting rights thing. Arizona has filed suit against the federal government demanding that they be allowed to add a place on the Arizona form for showing an ID. So and this, it follows the Supreme Court's dictum in the voting rights case.
Right,
that,
right.
So I think eventually we'll win.
Well, I hope so. You know, Jan Brewer has done some great things for the Second Amendment out there.
She hasn't been a friend in the last 2 years.
No, she hasn't. You're right about that. In the last couple of years, I was out there when she signed the constitutional carry bill, and then some things have changed over that. No question about that. But at least she has done some good. And you guys, I'm sure, between you and Alan Corwin and your groups, can convince her.
We have had we had 17 bills in the legislature last year. The Arizona Citizens Defense League.
Right.
Two survived.
Yeah, I don't know what her problem was with some
of those. That's two good ones that we stuffed it down the throat. We got a local city council here in Tucson that seems to suffer from the mental problem of thinking that melting some guns will make for less crime, and we made it illegal for them to buy up any guns and destroy them, and boy, they are not happy with us right now, and we enjoy their Schadenfreude.
That's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. Hey, here's another story. Let me run around the table with this one as we run out of time here. Trenton, New Jersey, ties the record for most homicides in a year. David Codry, I want to start this one with you. Your favorite Republican. Chris Christie.
Oh.
Now, let me tie Chris Christie. I'm telling you, you turn the guy sideways, he's a D. I'm telling you. Trenton ties record for most homicides in a year. He just signed a whole slew of gun bills, and some of them he vetoed. Your thoughts on this? Because we all know that he thinks, and because the media is all over him, they love him. They love him. He wants to run in 2016, so clearly he's vying for the nomination. What are your thoughts on this?
I think that the media is advancing him because they know that the core constituency will balk and that will guarantee that another Democrat gets in.
Yep.
Exactly. That theory, right on the money. Kathy Jackson, you want to weigh in on Chris Christie and Trenton?
I was just going to say exactly the same thing. It's amazing how dumb do they think we are?
Pretty dumb, and they're counting on it.
Yeah.
They're counting on it. There's no question about it. Now, here one. We're going to talk about dumb. I'm going to go around the table. Scott Curry, I'm going to start with this one. You and I talked about this today. Gun safety instructor who shot student also shot girl in 1977. Now, of course, we're talking about the Columbus instructor. He's 77 years old, right? How old is the guy?
77.
He accidentally shot a 14-year-old girl, Kathleen Hesser, in her right leg during a Halloween hayride in 1977.
Yeah.
He's an Ohio firearms instructor who accidentally shot one of his students this month.
Two.
Firearms instructor. This is not accidentally. This is negligently.
The negligence.
There's no – and here's what the 14-year-old from 77 said, and she's now 50 years old. Oh, no, he's done it again. Scott, you want to take this one away?
Again?
Did it again.
There should have been no again. The license to instruct or, sadly, I'd like to say, even have a gun.
Okay, 73 years old is what he is.
It was 73, and if you've got that much knowledge and wisdom,
I don't know.
What's with the negligent?
I don't know. Let's go around the table. Let's start with George the Mad Ogre. George, your thoughts?
Well, handling a poisonous snake, you got to respect him at all times.
I want to apologize. We ran out of time. I'm not paying attention to my clock. I'm not in my home studio. I actually am in my home studio. Right?
Yes.
Real quick, Mark, the guy was a cop. The guy was a cop. So don't let that one get by. I'm the only one who reported that.
Thank you very much. That guy was. That's right. He's retired law enforcement, still teaching firearms instruction. That's what we have to do. Columbus, Ohio, that's your story. We'll talk about it next week. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Kathy Jackson, thank you for sticking around. Scott Curry, thank you. Charles Heller, thanks for calling in. David Kodria, as usual, the Mad Ogre. Fran, thanks for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you this every week. Carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. It was a great show today. Thanks for tuning in from our home studios here, 860 WGUL in Tampa. See you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. You hear it here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ersop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.